the Remington M3. At around 20 pounds, it shaves as close as a blade. Or I'll give you your money back.
Right. I've forgotten to say where I was this hour. Well, it doesn't matter after today, I suppose. Month's time, nobody will remember me anyway. It's 26 minutes past 5 o'clock, and it's Roger Friday. And this one's going out for Pauline and Jane. A very good day to you, and thanks very much for wasting your firm's money on that telex. I promise not to say what firm it's from, though. Oh, yes, and don't forget the teenage hit line. Steve Pink, it's his birthday today. Happy birthday to him. And if you phone him with your favourites now, dare say I'm not playing any at this time, because there's no new stuff. Anyway, phone him with your favourite hits. Hear it on the teenage hit line this Sunday. It's 228-6262. Centigrade, and that's 55 Fahrenheit. It's 5:30.
Piccadilly. First, with news.
Two residents of Wisbeach in Cambridgeshire have claimed that the Harrier jump jets, which collided over the town last week, had been engaged in a mock dogfight immediately before the crash. Three people died when one of the planes crashed onto houses in the town. The lovesick young man who stole a light plane from Biggin Hill Airfield to buzz his girlfriend's house has been jailed for a year. 21-year-old Ross Anderson was also fined £100 for his escapade earlier this month when he flew the plane over South London before landing on an unopened section of motorway. ITV looks like staying off the screens even longer. A fifth of the technicians involved in the dispute have voted no to a new pay offer. The full results expected next week. Opposition leader Jim Callaghan has agreed to meet his critics head-on and in the open at next week's party conference in Brighton. Mr. Callaghan is reportedly keen to clear the air after his election defeat. Rochdale's mayor may be absent as people from all over the world gather in Capri to pay tribute to Dame Gracie Fields, who died yesterday. Dame Gracie's funeral is tomorrow, and the Rochdale mayor, Councillor Harold Stanley, says he and other civic dignitaries won't be able to make it because of a lack of scheduled flights. The former chairman of Lancashire Police Committee, County Councillor Frank Lofthouse, was today sent for trial at Preston Crown Court following three-day committal proceedings at Fleetwood. Lofthouse, aged 54, of Poulton near Blackpool, faces two allegations that he corruptly received his house at a low price in return for assisting planning applications while he was chairman of Poulton Planning Committee. Also sent for trial was the Poulton builder Michael Jackson Barrett, who in one case is accused of offering the house to Councillor Lofthouse as an inducement. Now sport, and for the latest news there, we join Brian Clark.
Soccer first, United manager Dave Sexton has given a vote of confidence to the side that lost to Norwich in the League Cup during the week for tomorrow's home game against Stoke City. However, there's a change at substitute where Tom Sloan takes over from Andy Ritchie, who plays for the... Finally, on to cricket, and following the announcement at last night's special general meeting of Lancashire Cricket Club that they'd approached Middlesex in a bid to sign their left-arm spin bowler Phil Edmonds, the county chairman, Cedric Rhodes, revealed this afternoon that Lancashire had received a reply from the Southern County to the effect that their approach would be put before the Middlesex Committee at their next meeting.
Now the business news, the FT index is down 1.7 to 471.3, and Piccadilly weather. It'll continue dry this evening and tonight with little or no cloud, temperatures around 5 centigrade, 41 Fahrenheit in urban areas, but a little lower elsewhere, and a touch of ground frost is possible. The outlook fine and mostly sunny by day with some overnight ground frost and fog patches. Next news on the hour.
The record says it all. Andrew Golden, thanks for being a friend. What more can I say? That's for Alan in Stretford. Somebody just signs herself like a lot. Somebody who likes me. Glad to know somebody does. Roger Friday for 261.
Clanwood Co-op presents an exciting new concept in shopping. Two stores in one.
Come and discover the complete shopping experience in Market Street, Clanwood. It's a superstore and department store together under one roof. Explore our fantastic range of fresh and frozen foods. Select your own fresh fruit and vegetables. Be tempted by our continental delicatessen and fresh bread from our in-store bakery. With a handy bank service, late-night shopping on Wednesdays, Thursdays and Fridays, and free car parking. We look forward to seeing you.
Clanwood Co-op, Market Street, Clanwood.
Help yourself to a better life with Woman's Realm. This week, a free sachet of Harmony Beautiful Body Shampoo to bring bounce and control to the finest, most flyaway hair. plus how to smooth away your hair problems and add really flattering color. 15 best-loved foreign recipes that recapture the most delectable tastes of your happiest holidays abroad. And a very handsome sweater in rugged masculine colors to knit for him. All this and a better life for you in Woman's Realm this week.
Friday night is Hitline night. And if you're aged 10 to 16 and would like to cast your vote on the teenage hitline, then you can do so now by dialing 061-228-6262. That's 061-228-6262. Then listen out on Sunday afternoon with Steve Penk between 6 and 7 for your 15 most requested songs.
Hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me?
As for Simone Ridiard, Debbie Branigan, Kathy O'Leary, for John, Julie Miller, for Paul, Jackie Murray, and Karen Mills, for Michael, and also for Helen, Steph, Hilda, Kathy, and everyone that you know. And also, that's to Mum, lots of love from all the family. Happy 21st birthday to Marie. Oh, Mary, sorry. Just me to get things wrong. And that's from Terence. 16 minutes from 6 o'clock. Harry Chapin and every jock's record, really.
Well, they can supercharge their hot rods, they can fuel inject the motors. But all I need is an ice box to cool my Pepsi Colas. Well, a fist full of Pepsi makes the chicks miss a beat.
Nice motor, fellas. Wow, Pepsi, that's neat.
So when you're cruising with your buddies and you want to jump the cues, let's smack and Pepsi cues the summertime blues.
Let's smack and Pepsi cues the summertime blues.
Jack Higgins wrote Storm Warning and The Eagle Has Landed. Now his new stunning thriller, Day of Judgment, is out in pan paperback.
For years, an elderly Irish priest smuggled refugees into West Berlin until his capture by the East Germans. Both the Vatican and America want to save him, and the team they picked to rescue him includes an English major, a Jewish undertaker, and an ex-SS officer. Not all will survive.
Read Day of Judgment by Jack Higgins. Out now in pan paperback.
Don't forget the Teenage Hitline open now. You can vote for your own top 15. If you don't vote, you won't hear your favourites. That's with Steve Penk on Sunday afternoon. But the voting takes place now on 228-6262. A lot of people remember me for opening up this station. In fact, I have a recording of that there thing. Another nice day in Manchester, and this for the first time on 261 Medium Wave 97 VHF Stereo is Greater Manchester Independent Radio. It's 5 a.m. and here's Richard Hemingway with Piccadilly News. Seems like a nice boy. Oh dear, what a day that was. We went on the air on April the 2nd because we thought if we said April the 1st, which was our original scheduled date, everyone thought it was an April Fool, particularly when they heard my programme. Anyway, that was way back then, and also people remember me for the marathon and the classic news broadcast. I meant to bring a copy of that in and play it again, never mind. You've heard it many times before when I was so tired after, how long was it? 70-something hours. And I broke up reading some serious item, very bad of me, I know. I'll never get a job on ITN. Anyway, that was way back, and I think we ought to play some more music. The memories come flooding back.
Diana Ross, and ain't no mountain high enough, a minute early, but all the good things come early, and first on Piccadilly, you know, the only one with a marathon. That's the 67th gone, 68th after the news. Greater Manchester Independent Radio at a minute before five. Roger Day with Piccadilly News. There's been an attack by Arab guerrillas on the Israeli capital of Tel Aviv. Reports say the Arabs launched their raid from the sea and fighting took place on the city's beachfront. Three Israelis are reported to have been injured. The transport union leader, Jack Jones, had a noisy reception from London's dockers when he tried to address the meeting. He appealed to them to end their unofficial strike and resume normal working. It's going to be another morning of misery for rail commuters in Greater Manchester. British Rail say that all suburban and intercity services to and from Manchester have been cancelled. Piccadilly weather, mist and fog patches will clear in the morning to bring a mainly cloudy day. There'll be some rain, temperatures will be 48 degrees. What do you think of that?
I'll never get a job on News at 10.
Seen RMX-79 yet? The Ronald Martin Big Show of Office Furniture and Equipment. Point your car to the East Lanks Road now. Follow the signs for Ronald Martin Worsley. This week, Monday to Friday till 8 p.m. See actual office sets in luxury showrooms, top brands, big range, low prices. Get your free Which Buy Guide.
For all your office needs.
Come on, get smart at Ronald Martin.
Head for Ronald Martin Hazelhurst Road, Worsley, right now.
Hello, this is Ray Terrett. Did you know that a study of chest illnesses in school children aged 6 to 14 years revealed that the existence of cough in the children was associated with the parents' cigarette smoking habits? This was lowest where both parents were non-smokers and highest where both parents smoked. Think about it. Do you have the right to expose children to the possibility of such hazards?
This information was brought to you by the Bury Area Health Authority. Phone 796-0933 for further information.
At Cavendish Woodhouse Market Street, you don't need a fistful of fivers to go shopping for furniture. You don't even need to pay a deposit, because you'll find that everything on our six stupendous floors of furniture value is available on the easiest of no-deposit credit terms.
Basement, beds and bedroom fitments on easy terms. Ground floor, three-piece suites and wall units with no deposit. First floor, carpets.
Six floors are the best bargains, all on no-deposit terms. That's Cavendish Woodhouse Market Street. Call in soon. It's so easy to bring a new style to your home.
Sixth floor, lounge and bedroom furniture.
And the next caller's on line three. What's your question?
How can I get a real sheepskin coat, a leather coat, or a pony fur jacket for about £1 a week?
Easy. Men and women can open a budget account at Polly of Piccadilly and have £40 of clothes for only £1 a week. Polly of Piccadilly, Piccadilly Plaza, Manchester, Princess Parade, Bury, Hotel Street, Bolton, Marketplace, Wigan, and Stafford Street, Hanley.
Turn you up so well. Polly's got it all.
Hello to Elaine Tilly, who's got a birthday today. She'll be shampooing the ladies' hair at Cassandra's at Moorside in Urmston. Best wishes, lots of love from Mum and Brian. And hello to Michael Morris, his 11th birthday at Hastings Avenue in Whitefields. I've been trying to think, actually, you know, the memories that come back. And, very difficult program to do, as I'm sure you can imagine. I've had so many good times here, and I hope to have good times in future. Where I'm going, I don't know yet. I remember reading my horoscope at the beginning of the year, and it said you'll be changing jobs. And I thought, never. I'll never leave Piccadilly. But things happen, and well, you have to move on. I can't think of any other radio station that will let you have a last program, let alone this place, so I thank them for that. I mean, stations just usually fade you out because they don't want you to say anything naughty, not that I would. God, this is hard to do. Anyway, what I'd like to say, is, if this lot will ever let me, is... No, I've had some...
He's a jolly good fellow.
Can I get on with it?
And so say all of us.
Shut up.
And so say all of us. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. And so say all of us.
Anyway, the time has come to move on. I never thought it would, but it has, so that's it. Mind, I think I'm going to sit here for a little while, think a few thoughts. I hope someday I'll broadcast you again. Thank you.
I love the talk of
wish you well, and the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
Is anyway, what I'm going to say is I'd like to thank Philip Birch for letting me work here for 5.5 years. I can't, you know, I mean, it could have been 50, but he's a great guy. Thanks to him for letting me do it. Thanks to the IBA for loaning me their transmitter. I have a feeling it's not the last IBA transmitter that I'll be abusing over the years. And wherever I go, you'll be in my thoughts. If you'd like to write to me here, please do.
You're listening to Independent Radio in the Northwest, where the time is now exactly 6 o'clock.
Piccadilly. First, with news.